Hi, everyone. This is Catherine Adams.
And Elizabeth Wallace.
And you're listening to Binary System Podcast number 416. And tonight is a travel edition.
Woo! We're actually in the same time zone, in the same physical area. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. Doesn't happen nearly often enough.
No.
Anyway, this is going to be a quick one because we are sort of recording on the fly and editing on the fly. So just to touch on a few things, I think, first of all, we need to mention that Night Vale is on hiatus this July because they are always on hiatus in July.
And I never can remember that. No. I mean, I'm always thinking, well, wait a minute. I thought they were on hiatus in September.
No, they're not. So next week we won't do a Night Vale. We'll do something else. But I think the next thing we wanted to mention is we got to go to the coolest bar last night.
This is a place that has been in Clayton, North Carolina for quite a while now. The bar is called Revival 1869, a Drinkery. And it is this very cool little bar. Definitely got a Victorian sort of theme to all the decorations inside. Just beautifully laid out. Lovely little seating area in the back. The weather actually cooperated for Elizabeth's visit to Clayton, North Carolina, and it was beautiful outside.
Gorgeous, really. And also the bartender was very friendly, and the bartender is apparently a twin as well, so that was fun.
Yep. That was awesome. So it was just such a great little experience to go to that, and they have jazz on Sunday nights, and I think they do whiskey tastings on Wednesday, so I will have to go back.
Very, very fun. Okay, next thing we're going to talk about really fast. Kevin, you just finished reading the second graphic novel of the Lazarus series.
Yes, and this was, I think, if there's a theme to this whole graphic novel, it's that the family, you know, in this world, you have families that run entire locations. So the population is usually listed by family, two. And then, like, the serfs will be, like, maybe a few hundred. And then waste is, like, tens of thousands of people. Yeah. So only the very top level of the society benefits at all. Everybody else's lives are made worse by the family. And the entire graphic novel is various stories of people doing anything they can to ingratiate themselves with the family so they can have a better life.
Yep.
And there's some uncomfortable parallels with modern day capitalism going on right now, where fewer and fewer people are controlling more and more of the money, and everybody else is having to scramble to get what they can, which probably also explains all of human history.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah, I finished reading the third graphic novel recently, and it's less about people scrambling to be part of the family and what happens when all of these families have all this power, and it's never enough.
That was definitely, I saw that in the first graphic novel, that these people have, like, lives that millions of people in the world would envy, and yet somehow they're still stabbing each other in the back just to get a little bit more power.
Yeah. It's very good. And I love how you pointed out the last time we talked about Lazarus, how they don't do any, like, comic book noises. There's never any pow or blam or whatever. So all these big, violent fights almost feel like they're happening silently.
Yeah. And the artwork is, it's that kind of sketchiness that looks somehow more realistic.
Yeah.
And Eve is the main character.
Forever.
Yes. She is the Lazarus, and she is, you know, like, unkillable, like, deliberately made so that she heals from any injury and fights all the time. But she's not drawn as a stereotypical action babe.
No.
But she's still beautiful. Yeah. But she obviously doesn't have a very happy life, and she seems to be the only person in the family that cares about what happens to people who are not in the family. And at the same time, she is punishingly loyal. I'm like, she will not betray anybody in the family. And she's being led around by the nose in a lot of these storylines. So I'm really enjoying it. It's very good. And the graphic novel that I'm reading is over 10 years old, so I can't believe it's taken me this long to actually read this.
Well, this is thanks to my friend Michael, who always suggests graphic novels that I wouldn't normally read. And so that's why I like this. This is not like our usual fantasy or sci-fi or Transformers or whatever. It's just really its own thing. It's awfully good.
Yeah, very dark dystopian. Yeah. It's still fascinating.
And in the third graphic novel, I'll tell you right now, the character returns, who I swear to God they were using Tom Hiddleston as the model for.
Oh,
the character.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm all for that. That was another thing we talked about tonight. The Night Manager with Tom Hiddleston is going to have a second season.
That's so crazy, and I'm not sure I'm okay with that.
I really enjoyed watching it the first time through because Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
I started watching it the second time through, only got partway through the series.
Yeah.
It is UK spy thriller bland, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, I really liked it the first time through, but even then I was sort of aware that it was good that it was only 6 episodes, because it ended and it was fine, and now they're going to do it again. I hope they get a slightly better writer the second time around.
I guess. I don't think Hugh Laurie had a really good exit.
No.
It was him like almost like shaking his fist and saying, I'll be back, that kind of like overacting. I mean, Hugh Laurie did a great job.
Yeah.
I just don't know that his character was given all that much to do.
Unfortunately not. However, it was really fun to watch the two of them on the screen being like evil together, you know? Even if Tom Hiddleston was just pretending to be evil, so. But it was fun. It was fun. But, you know, short episode this week, so I guess that will wrap us up. So make sure to check out pixelatedgeek.com for all the book reviews, the movie reviews, the comic book reviews, the photo galleries. We're getting closer to Comic-Con.
And
it's less than a month.
Yeah, less than a month. And GalaxyCon in North Carolina is taking place on the same weekend. And I was able to show Elizabeth my emoji bot feet, which are finally done.
Oh, so exciting. And I just found out from Jada that she and her friend Jose are going to be going to Dragon Con this year.
Oh, wow.
Man. So I hope they both send back some photos, because we didn't get them into that one. They're going to that one on their own.
Oh, well. Good for them.
Yes, very much so. Oh, hopefully Hugh is also going to, I think it's SuperCon in Miami, and that's coming up this month.
So we're going to have hopefully lots of photo galleries.
Really, really nice. So all that and more, pixelatedgeek.com. So, of course, next week we do not have Night Vale. However, Catherine finished watching the final episode of the first season of Mayor of Kingstown,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do a big discussion of the whole first season.
Yes, because we must discuss, because that is, I understand that the second and third seasons don't quite live up to the first season, but my God, the stuff that happens in that first season is just,
man.
Oh, I mean, just like talking to Elizabeth afterwards, they killed everybody.
They killed everybody. Nobody's safe. Dear Lord. But no, we also, apparently in August, we have the return of Umbrella Academy. And so that means we're going to have to get our Netflix accounts back.
We are. And I think Arcane is going to be coming back.
Wow.
And a lot of people have already said this is going to be the last season of Arcane, and that everybody's going to be really sad when it's done.
Oh,
and like, oh
no.
God, they're going to rip our hearts out.
They are going to rip our hearts out.
And we're going to be here to talk about it.
We will. One way or the other, we will talk to everybody in 1 week.
Talk to y'all later.
So we're going to wrap this up so we don't have too much of an edit. So, you know, we're going to... Hang a second. So, yeah, short episode that...
Wow.
One more try. So, yeah, short episode this week. So, you know... Wow, how do we usually wrap this stuff up? Isn't that weird?
I guess that'll wrap us up for the week.
Thank you, God. Wow. Wow. Oh, it's been a while.